flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Cooper Kupp, because McDaniels was here, honestly, I've talked myself more into Kupp because McDaniels is the play caller. And I still think McDaniels sticks out like a sore thumb. I think Curran even acknowledged that when we talked to him earlier today. He's like, where was he on Vrabel's list versus ownerships? I think that's up for debate. But now that McDaniels is here, not my favorite hire. I would have preferred Chip Kelly if you're going to go with a retread offensive coordinator. I would have preferred any one of a million guys from the McVay tree, as Curran said. Nick Cayley, who just got a job with the Houston Texans. I'd be more interested in that, even given his prior Patriots connections. Never mind some of the other guys tied to McVay. So now that McDaniels is here, the slot receiver has made that offense go. Even Mac's rookie year, that was still Kendrick Bourne making things happen out of the slot. Of course, Edelman and Welker, and not that it was his offense at the time, but Troy Brown predating that. Getting a slot receiver to make it go, and you know, the security blanket for Drake May, I think that's important. I didn't get the people who didn't want Keenan Allen last year for a mid-round draft pick. Oh, he's in his 30s. How does that help a young quarterback? You want a young wide receiver to grow with him? Well, yeah, I mean, I guess ideally you want to bring in a wide receiver who's a stud at age 25. Maybe that guy doesn't move. Maybe that guy wouldn't come to the Patriots. Cooper Kupp for a mid-round pick, if you're going to give him his salary, I think he'll come here and take it. I think the Rams would move him if you're offering the best pick. I don't think he's going to cost you a ton in terms of draft capital. I think it's a real good fit for this offense now that McDaniels is here. And I think Drake May needs a receiver like that. It doesn't have to be Cooper Kupp, but that style of receiver, I think he could use.
I definitely think that they could. And you also look at the guys that are currently on the roster, the ones that are coming back. Not only were they bad on the field, off the field, every week for a stretch. They finally quieted down by the end of the year. But you remember, Baker had his thing on Instagram Live. Jalen Polk said he had the best hands in the league. I feel like Tyquan Thornton, before he got cut, had a couple of things. Rager, before he got cut, had a few things. Kayshon Booty. Like, every single player seemingly had something. The only one who didn't was Kendrick Bourne, but he got into like a little hot water because he like kind of called the team out for their issues. And so they need a real kind of leader specifically in that position room, I think.
Yeah.
And Cooper Kupp is probably one of the best examples of that. Kendrick Bourne is like lobbying for him. Those guys played together in college. I don't know if, you know, Bourne would still be here and all that other stuff, but they need to figure it out. And it's also one of the reasons why, one of the many reasons why I don't want to draft a receiver, is because you already have such a young, immature group as it is. And unless you're going to really get rid of a bunch of guys, including ones that you just drafted, get somebody like Cooper Kupp and maybe they can kind of follow his lead a little bit. Like, learn what it takes to be a real professional at that position. Plus, on the field, he's far and away your best guy. The only knock is going to be, how many games does he play? Since his record-setting season, he hasn't been able to play a full season. In fact, I mean, you look at his game logs, it's kind of Gronk-esque, right? There's not a lot of full seasons to be had there, which is unfortunate. But that, I'm not going to ignore that fact. But he would still be a massive upgrade on this team.
No, I think that's fair. I do think the games played is a knock. You know, he had an unbelievable year in 2021 where he won the wide receiver triple crown and Super Bowl MVP and got MVP votes. Like, he had an unbelievable year that year. He only has one other 1,000-yard season. So I get it. If you don't think he still has it left in the tank, fine. I understand being out. Keenan Allen was much more productive much more recently prior to going to Chicago a year ago. So if you weren't going to do it for Keenan Allen, and a lot of people didn't get that then, why would you do that now? I guess that's fair. I guess that's consistent. The one thing I would say between Myles Garrett yesterday, we spent a lot of time on that early in the show today and a lot of time late in the show yesterday, and Cooper Kupp today. The Patriots should not be out on any of these names. Okay? So why would anyone come to New England? You hear that a lot. Why would Myles Garrett want to go to the Patriots? Why would Cooper Kupp want to go to the Patriots? Well, number one, you can make the team trading them. This is the trade market. They're not free agents.
Yeah, they don't have no trade clauses.
You can make it worth their while by, in the case of Garrett, offering the number four pick. In the case of Cooper Kupp, everybody else is offering a fourth. You have an extra third in the Matt Judon trade. Offer that. Or maybe your pick's just higher in the fourth round. Whatever. I don't know. Sweeten the pot. You can do that. And for the players, Cooper Kupp wants a contract, and the Rams don't want to give it to him. Myles Garrett probably wants a new contract. So start by utilizing all that cap space that you have. Curran said this. You don't need these guys in free agency. It's not the greatest free agent class. Usually guys who get to the open market aren't the best players. That's why they're there. They're not perfect players. And not to say that Cooper Kupp is perfect, but Myles Garrett's pretty damn close to it. You should utilize the advantages you have. The Patriots should be out on none of these players. Don't take no for an answer from those teams or from these individual guys.
It's also, I know that you're not selling the team on, like, after a high point of a season, right? You're not coming off a Super Bowl. You're not even coming off a playoff appearance. But you're also not just bringing back Mayo, Covington, Van Pelt, and, you know, like Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, or something like that. Or you look around the league, like, who's Tennessee's quarterback? Who's Cleveland's? Who's the Giants? Who's the Jets? Who's, like, you have much more, like, for any team that's won four games, you'd be like, well, Mike Vrabel's going to change the whole situation here.
Well, that's true, too. Like, shouldn't Vrabel make the sell that much easier?
I think so.
Like, yeah, we were a four-win team last year.
Vrabel wasn't here. Drake May didn't even start every game. And like, you're going to be the reason why we turn around.
We,
like,
know,
you can sell it on them, too.
We know how fraudulent the Pro Bowl is for Drake May. The players probably know it, too.
Yeah.
But, hey, we have a Pro Bowl quarterback, and we have a coach who's been to an AFC title game, and last year was a disaster, but that's in the past. There's a way to sell all that.
I think as long as you're willing to pay them the money that they want, you could sell it. Because both Garrett and Kupp can say, I want to win. But the reality is the Rams want to trade Kupp. Kupp's not asking for a trade. So he's going to have to go somewhere, and then
also,
you can sell it on.
On Kupp, does he need to win?
He doesn't need to, but that's what he said in his little write-up.
Right, but I'm just saying, all players say that.
Yeah.
But so, like, Garrett, I still think he wants his money first, but maybe he wants to win and get out of Cleveland.
He also realizes Cleveland's one of the worst spots in the league. So, like, you could make a case for maybe 20 teams to maybe win, and they're not one of them.
Cooper Kupp probably wants his money more than win. He's already been a Super Bowl MVP. He doesn't need to win.
No, he doesn't need to, but I'm saying, like, you can spin it, because normally you'd, like, roll your eyes and laugh at a four-win team and be like, well, that's not going to get it done.